And we're joined by one of the first-year head coaches with us. It's Brookside Cardinal head coach Richard Flowers, as he is back coaching his alma mater, the Brookside Lady Cardinals. Last year, they went with a record of 5-9. And Coach Flowers, anytime we bring in a new coach that haven't met before, first off, just want to say welcome and tell us about the process of becoming the head coach of Brookside and where you were, what you did prior to this to become the head coach of Brookside.
Well, first, a couple of alum, the former coach, got a hold of me in the AD. It was sometime in May. I was coaching. I had my own AAU traveling program, Empire Basketball, girls AAU program. So I did that for 6 years, along with coaching under Lisa Verhoff. Well, Lisa Medvitz now at Lake Ridge. I was over there for 6 years.
Okay.
The middle school program, did a little bit of scouting for her. And then her dad came along with me, so he's our varsity assistant coach at Brookside.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Coach V. Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
He's been doing a long time.
Yes, he has.
Great asset. So that's how I had to move a lot of things around, and I kind of got in late in July, so we weren't really able to get the open gyms we liked. So we were kind of the eight ball, so we had a lot of catching up to do, which I felt like we've done.
But don't you think last year, you know, when you've got a year with COVID and everybody
right.
had such a – they might have played, they might not have played and all
right.
that. Everybody's kind of in the same boat with that.
Right. They only played, what, 13, 14 games, yeah. all conference games. Yeah, like you said, everybody was scrambling last year. Didn't even know if they were going to play week to week. So
tell us about this team.
We've got five returning starters, which is good. And I have Zariah Radoff Koontz, who's my sophomore there. She's going to play varsity. She's going to handle the ball a lot. But what our big issue is we're lacking depth. So we were truly trying to that was our big issue, knowing we're going in there, and we tried to get a lot of kids to come out. Came lasted a day or two. And it just didn't pan out. So we're struggling with numbers. But I tell you what, we've had three scrimmages. We went over to Edison. Then we went to we played Norwayne and Holy Name at Holy Name. Kind of struggled there. But we went over Parma-Padawa Saturday. Did very well. It's a culture change, you know, of how we, Chuck and myself, coach. So they just got to get comfortable with it. I felt like on Saturday they got comfortable with it. So,
how do you evaluate the culture change over there, Coach? Is it strictly in wins and losses with you? Is it kind of the on-court play aside from just the wins and losses? How do you evaluate that
progress?
Yeah,
we told the kids don't really worry about the wins and losses. We just want to be competitive. And we felt in those two scrimmages, the first two, we weren't competitive. And it was nice. Made the girls feel good that we won three out of five quarters at Parma-Padawa, but we were competitive even in the two where we didn't win. And so that's how we're measuring it. We're going to be competitive. Our goals are to be competitive in the conference. I don't know what happened prior to that, but, you know, when you walk into a new building, you hear a lot of voices. And so we just told the girls, hey, when we get on the floor, no matter who we play, we're going to be competitive. We start out with Division One, Sylvania Northview. They went 20-4. They're in the Vermilion. We're in Vermilion tip-off starting on Friday. Don't ask me why, because we got Vermilion ourselves in Huron, and then Sylvania's coming out.
Whew.
Yeah, we're going to be on the radio, Toledo Radio. A guy. We're looking to compete. And it'd be a great measuring stick for us.
And as I look at your schedule, you're playing back-to-back nights in the Vermilion Tip-Off Classic, and then you've got Brooklyn and Wycliffe. So you're going to play four games in about 8 days.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of it.
Do you like that or not?
I mean,
that was on my plate.
That,
right.
You know, so I'm a first-year coach. We're going to see. We've got a plan to just Saturday come in and shoot around, and maybe walk through on Monday. Then we got our home opener against Brooklyn, and then the big exciting game we play Wycliffe. I believe they've played them in the past and been competitive, and we're at Rocket Mortgage. So the girls are excited about that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's the day of the Ohio State-Michigan game, though. We'll be playing during that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go figure.
Yeah, my kids are like, Dad, we won't be there. Two of them graduated from Ohio State. They're not.
I
put them in a group message. They're like, who's coming? They're like, oh, yeah, we'll be there. Then they're like, oh, Dad, I didn't realize. Yeah. So, and it's why my wife and I's 31st anniversary on November 27th.
Well, happy anniversary. Right,
thank you. Thank you. But I'm excited. This is a job that I always wanted. 1983 alum. Played back in the day where everybody played all different sports and you went outside and played. That I come from that era. Grew up in Lorain. Then my family moved to Sheffield Village. So this is a job that I always wanted. My daughter played with Eric Rothgary for the first Final Four team in 2010, 2011, Marasia Flowers. So
I remember.
I coached her, started CYO at Sacred Heart with her. So I've been coaching for a good 20 years. Just fell in love with the girls' game.
You play for Gene Leonard?
I play for Gene Leonard, yep. Gene helped me at Empire Basketball. Talk to Gene all the time. I'm supposed to get him to one of the practices. Yeah, talk to Gino all the time. Good guy.
So playing for him and then going through these other coaches that you've talked about and learned from and all that, how much of that do you use and then how much is just
yourself? Oh, man, I mean, I'm using Coach Leonard's press.
Okay.
You know, and if they're not broke, don't fix it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then Coach Branham, may rest in peace, we're using his fast break. I've used that AAU. We're using it here. We're small. We're not probably going to set up a lot. We're going to run. We're looking to run. That's how, like you said, that's how we're going to be competitive. Yeah. We're gonna run and just try to – we got some younger girls that are going to – we got three girls that are going to go JV varsity. And so we're trying to get them into the mix here because they played well, and that's why – that was one of the reasons why we were successful at Padua. Because they came in, gave us good minutes. Because you know we're looking at about six deep, and I brought three other girls in, and gave us some positive minutes. So that's what we need. Like I said, we're trying to build depth, and we've got good numbers at the middle school. So running some youth clinics.
Good.
For fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. I plan to be there. I've got an employee at Ford. I plan to work two, three more years. So this is the plan.
Well, that's good because, I mean, we talked to some of the different programs here, and you can tell the best programs in our area, it really does start at that youth level, right? Like, starts there, and they just are ready to go once they get to the varsity level.
Right.
That's the goal, I'm assuming,
that's
now
the
with
goal. That's the goal. That's the goal. That's the goal. I told the girls, my juniors and seniors, you're going to walk away in March having a positive feeling about this program when you leave. But I also want you to get in touch and stay in contact with the younger girls in the program so they feel like they're part of Brookside girls basketball. Because there's a lot of competition at Brookside. I mean, the volleyball team has won, four out of the last conference championships. Uh-huh. The track team girls won the conference championship. Softball went to regional.
Softball?
Yeah. So
you got some girls on your team.
So there's some athletes in the building. We just got to get them into the girls program. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of good athletes in the building. There's no question about that. So we want to make the girls feel part of the program. The program is theirs. Chuck and I, we're just navigating it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about Chuck Vierhoff and with his knowledge and how many different schools he's been at.
Yeah.
And obviously he was
started at St. Jude CYO.
Yeah, right,
I don't know.
Time.
I don't think he had a gym then.
So to have him with you, I would think, too, that's got to be a really cool thing. Because obviously you both know each other.
Right.
Being
right
over at Lake Ridge.
Yeah, we met working at Ford, and, I mean, we beat Padua. I'm going down, State Road, and I said, Chuck, give me a call after your Ohio State game. I'm trying to get home. He goes, I can't wait that long. He calls me before we get on 480, and we're breaking every possession down. I mean, we do it all day.
Yeah.
You know, all day. This might be the only night we don't talk basketball because I'm here, which is fine. Drives my wife crazy, but could be doing a lot worse things.
Coach, 31 years, and you're doing something right.
I'm doing something right. Hey, man. Hey, I do what she tells me to do. That's
Amen.
How you make it. That's how you make it.
We really appreciate you coming out,
yeah,
taking the time.
This is awesome. Appreciate the coverage. We got a game on WOL this year. I didn't get a chance to look.
Uh-oh. I just took a peek, Coach.
We're in some trouble.
Okay. Well, there could be.
I'm going to be there for a long time.
That's bulletin board material. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to be there for a long time.
There could be changes come February, Coach, so maybe we'll get
and
tournament
good.
Time.
Tournament time,
rolling,
you never know.
That's right.
Yeah, you never know.
Yes, sir.
All right, Richard, we appreciate the time. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it.
That's Richard Flowers, the head coach of the Brookside Cardinals.